This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We open up the show talking about the Caps' loss in Game 1 to the Hurricanes. We will talk to Joe Beninati coming up in an hour, the voice of the Caps from Monumental Sports Network. Mike Rizzo jumps on at 9. That's the Nats GM. And then Brent Johnson joins us at 9:25. Real quickly, I just saw the story. What's going on with our fighter jets that are just falling off of aircraft carriers
and
into
by the way,
ocean?
Those are, I think, $60 to $80 million a piece.
Yeah.
Like an F, I think it's an FA-18 Hornet. $60 to $80 million price tag.
How did it fall off the ship?
I think whatever catches it when it's... when it lands, because obviously the aircraft carrier, the runway isn't long. They have to have some sort of cable or like apparatus to stop the plane. I guess it malfunctioned and it just kept going. Just kept going. And luckily the pilots were able to eject safely. I think they were injured slightly, but they survived.
Wow. They don't have a lot of time to do it.
And then I think last, like 2 weeks ago, an aircraft carrier had to pull off some evasive maneuvers. And I guess By all the zigzagging, one of the planes fell off and just sank to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, yeah, it was 8 days ago.
Yeah.
This one was just being towed.
Okay.
Towed in the hangar bay when the crew lost control of the aircraft, and it just tumbled off the side.
I mean, that's an expensive mistake.
Yes, it is.
Along with the tow truck.
By the way, doesn't it seem like it'd be they call it a failed arrestment, where you miss the wire.
Right.
Doesn't that seem like you would miss that a lot? It seems like a rinky-dink operation.
Trust me,
when they snatch those things, I don't have
the answer to come up with a better way to stop the aircraft from going off the runway.
It seems awfully dicey.
But there has to be a better way.
Is it human error or is it mechanical error?
I don't know. It sounds like it's a combination of the two.
Yeah. $80 million loss.
You know
so
what?
The Red Sea has two fighter jets.
You paid for it.
To the bottom.
He paid for it. Heavy Metal Chris.
Everybody paid for it.
All of us paid for it.
Correct.
That's on our bill. It's just on our bill.
I'm just glad.
Cost of doing business, I guess.
Thank God nobody died.
Well, yeah, I'm glad people survived. But, I mean, that's like 120 milli gone in the blink of an eye.
But we always talk about the slam dunk here at Reagan National Airport, that they say that is a short runway slam dunk. Imagine what it is like to land on an aircraft carrier. Tom Cruise makes it look easy in Top Gun.
Again, that's Hollywood, so of course it's made to look easy. That's got to be dicey. Hats off to those dudes that are doing that.
Seems butt dicey, however they pull that off.
Speaking of movies, I never saw Conclave, but that's what's happening right now, right?
Drab's very excited about the Conclave over the
Where
Vatican.
Are they in the process right now?
I think it's starting today, right?
Today.
Today or tomorrow.
And the Conclave, they all put in their silent votes, pretty much. Is that how they
do it? Drab's seen the movie. I can't tell you how it operates.
Do the cardinals or bishops, do they lobby for themselves? Is it like a campaign?
No, you wouldn't typically not lobby for yourself. There's like 230 cardinals. All the ones under age 80 get to vote. I think there's like 150 of them or something like that.
Once you hit 80, they
all write
your
name on a card and they drop it in a box.
A box, and then you have the top guy.
Oh, okay.
The dean.
The deanster.
Yeah. And then it'll take a couple days.
Yeah.
Draft knows how it all works. You've got to have 2/3 majority.
Another thing I saw was, and I think this has to do with baby boomers retiring, but in certain parts of the country, like Philadelphia, there are companies recruiting high school juniors and offering them close to $70,000 a year because they need welders in certain trades. So they're going to like shop classes and being like, hey, we'll give you 70 grand. We need people to work.
Hold on. So they're coming into like a high school, like machine shop class and recruiting.
Yes.
I guess if,
because there's a shortage of such workers, if you could get 70 grand in high school,
oh, you'd leave immediately. You'd ditch college and go into the trade.
Especially if you were smart and you started putting away money and it just started compounding. Like, people could do the math. I've seen the math on a doctor or even lawyers versus somebody that gets into the trades when they're like 18, 19, if they put away money.
Right.
That's a big if.
No, that's the problem. Key. That's the problem. If people start making money, first thing most people do is they spend it a little bit.
Yeah, but if you start socking it away at 18 or 19, the power of the compounding interest.
Oh, that's great. I understand, but to make a significant impact and like save the vast majority of your money, few people do that. Very few people do that. What's going on?
We have breaking news.
He centered around a third rounder and a late round pick swap. So the wide receiver George Pickens leaving the Steelers, headed down to Dallas. That deal should be official soon. Ian Rappaport is reporting that. That is breaking news this morning. Steelers and Cowboys trading away wide receiver George Pickens.
Interesting.
Wow, Brian Schottenheimer. Good luck corralling George Pickens. I mean, he's just a weird, volatile guy.
Yes. Hell of a talent, but just psychotic.
I think he's in the last year of his contract, correct?
I don't know that.
I think that's correct. This is probably the last year of his rookie deal.
When Metcalf was traded from Seattle to Pittsburgh, you were thinking, okay, look, they don't have a quarterback, but they've got two legit receivers.
Yeah.
Now they lose one of those receivers.
And look, I understand not wanting to.
And now Dallas has two legit receivers.
I understand not wanting to pay George Pickens. I get that. Because, look, are you going to give George Pickens $25, $28, $30 million a season? I mean, maybe he doesn't make quite that amount of money, but you got to pay him a lot.
Sure.
And I guess Pittsburgh just looked at that and said, we're not interested in that long term. But now they're kind of back to square one. Like, you went out and got DK Metcalf, I thought, to pair along with George Pickens. So you have some legitimate outside threats.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got basically one. And I know they drafted, I think, Roman Wilson relatively high last year. He didn't really do much.
Right. He was in the third round.
So
they signed Robert Woods in free agency. He's just okay.
Kind of a peculiar move, but I understand it from Dallas's, you know, outlook is that they need help for CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
So they're willing, I guess, to roll the dice on a sketchy guy like George Pickens.
What's crazy is they traded for Jonathan Mingo, who's
Well, they overpaid for
nobody.
Him.
They completely overpaid. They gave a 4th round pick for Mingo, only have to give up a 3rd rounder for Pickens. So yeah, they've got a really talented wide receiver tandem there, and they get Dak Prescott back. So look, they're making a bid to get back in the mix. 2 seasons ago, the Cowboys. Did they win the division 2 seasons ago? I believe so.
Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But just makes it more interesting because it's in Washington's division. So now they're going to have to face CD and Pickens twice a year, at least for this year. So they're going to put the challenge on those corners, those defensive backs, including Marshawn Lattimore, when they play them. So interesting. Very interesting trade there.
And they just did it for a 2nd round pick. Is that what they're saying, potentially?
I missed it,
what
the,
I'm
the
reading
entire trade.
Is
Rappaport said 3rd rounder and a late pick swap.
Okay.
If you get a rap sheet, it says the Cowboys and Steelers have a deal in place on a trade of George Pickens, and it's expected to be centered around a 3rd rounder and a late round pick swap. Pickens headed to Dallas.
Okay, so basically a 3rd rounder.
Dallas did not win the division in 2022. That was the Eagles.
And Pickens has one
year. The Cowboys were 12-5.
They had a great year, but they finished second. Okay.
Pickens with 1 year left on his rookie deal is making, he counts $4.1 million against the cap. I mean, it's nothing in today's modern NFL, but are the Cowboys willing to extend him to a long-term deal? You would think they would if they're giving up that sort of compensation.
Probably, yeah.
But they did win it in 2023. So the Cowboys in 2022, 12-5, didn't win the division. 2023, 12-5, did win the division over the Eagles.
And then last year,
Eagles win the division.
Right, because no one wins back-to-back divisions.
Right, in the NFC East.
But again, Pittsburgh, okay, they get rid of one of their offensive threats, but they still have a huge question mark where?
Quarterback.
At quarterback. And who knows who that's going to be.
I mean, the people I'm reading are they're still assuming that Aaron Rodgers is going to come.
I mean,
can the guy make a decision already? Is he just
going
to wait till training camp?
So I read somewhere, I think it was even just yesterday, they were like, yeah, he's basically got a handshake deal with Tomlin. He's going to take his time and do what he needs to do.
Maybe they have a wink-wink deal.
And as he said, he said publicly, look, I'm 41 and I'm at a different stage in my life. And then he alluded to maybe some in his circle might be sick or something. They're dealing with some challenges.
So maybe he's dealing with some personal stuff.
So he said, yeah. And then when he's ready, he's going to come. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to do what Aaron Rodgers wants to do.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that he's going to come in and play.
Let's tackle the NFC East here. All right. Eagles are the reigning champions, Super Bowl champions, division champions. We know the Commanders. But are you worried that the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys are closing the gap? Everybody praised the Giants draft. Now, they draft Abdul Carter. He's going to join a defensive line that already has Thibodeau and Burns. So a lot of people are saying that's going to be potentially one of the best defensive lines in all of football. Mm-hmm. Their second pick was Dart. Dart's not expected to play, but they did bring in Russell Wilson. Could they be a team that sneaks up on everybody in the division? And now you got the Cowboys, who a lot of people like their draft too. Now, their draft wasn't sexy. Their first round pick was a guard.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to like their draft. Now they add what was their biggest need, a wide receiver to pair with CeeDee Lamb. Are you worried that the Giants and Cowboys are catching up in the division? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I might worry slightly more about Dallas than the Giants. I'm not really worried about the Giants. I still think they're a ways away. They need to add, I think, another draft or two to get on the level of the Eagles or the Commanders to compete talent-wise.
Yeah,
I don't consider them in the same range as the Commanders and Eagles, obviously.
I just don't have any faith in their quarterback situation for this year. Because if it's Russell Wilson, okay, we kind of know what to expect from Russell Wilson.
Right.
He clearly is on the downside. And if he's failing, it's either going to be Jameis Winston, who loves to throw the ball to the other team all the time, or a rookie. So I don't feel – I'm with you. I mean, yes, they got better on defense because they added Carter, but I don't feel like they're closing the gap because I think Washington got better. So I don't know how you close the gap when Washington got better.
And the Eagles probably got better.
Sure. I mean, they're the class of the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, it all comes down to how healthy Dak is. And he hasn't been healthy in two of the last 3 years.
Well, that's true. But I always fear Dallas just because they have Micah Parsons. Now, I think we split with them last year. Excuse me, but I think he is such a game wrecker that I always will fear Dallas. I mean, I have a healthy respect for Dallas as long as Micah Parsons is on the other side of the football.
I mean, the Giants currently are 5.5 wins in Vegas, and the Cowboys are 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take those teams that seriously. I don't really consider either one a playoff contender.
No, weren't the Commanders at 6.5 last year?
Yes.
But they have Jaden Daniels.
But
he's
now, what are they now?
Expected.
What are they now? 9.5? 10.5?
I think they're 9.5.
Yeah,
9.5.
So the way I would look at it, look, do I think that we could still sweep the Giants? Yes. Do I think that we could split with Dallas again?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
So I'm not that worried about those two organizations.
Look, they're divisional.
Obviously the one you're trying to catch is Philly.
I would say the Giants definitely got better offensively because they did improve their quarterback situation, in my opinion. Not by much, but I'm just not a Daniel Jones guy.
Well,
but they added,
who is?
Right, but they added some other pieces. So, okay, maybe they're slightly better by a couple wins. Right.
They might be a 5 or 6, possibly.
But Washington got better. Add,
I also think we're better.
I agree. Maybe not by a couple wins because it's hard to get you know, 14 wins.
Right.
No, but on paper,
but
we're better.
On paper, they're better.
Yeah, but the Giants, all right, you can disrespect Russell Wilson, but he's an upgrade over what they've had.
True.
All right. They draft Scadaboo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a 3rd or 4th round pick later on.
I'm not that worried about him.
Well, their offense should be better, and their defense should be better. Like, their personnel is much better than it was.
But again, to me, it's all about matchups. And so I feel like we'll be fine against them. And if they could find a way to win 10, 11 games or something, or pull off some 180 season, you know, more power to them. I couldn't care less. I think we'll match up fine with them, though.
I don't see any scenario where either the Cowboys or the Giants even flirt with double-digit wins. I think that's called utopia for those
teams. See, I think it could happen easily for the Cowboys. They were 12-5, 12-5 last year down year.
Yeah.
When Dak was hurt.
Yeah.
Now, he played about half the games.
Yeah. I could see Dallas getting to 10 wins. Giants, probably not. I could see Dallas getting to 10 wins.
And I'll just always pick us to split with Dallas at this point.
Because it always happens.
Man,
doesn't even matter who the quarterback is.
No, I mean, they have Micah Parsons.
It was Cooper Rush last
tremendous
year.
Respect for.
Wasn't it Cooper Rush when they came in here?
I believe so. Yeah,
the special teams was awful, but
yeah,
and then they missed the extra point.
Cooper Rush actually signed a nice deal to back up Lamar. Right, he's the backup in Baltimore now.
Yeah,
I mean, I think people are sleeping a little bit on the Giants' defense. I mean, they made their first two picks on defense.
Yeah.
I'm just reading here that says they're going to have one of the best front sevens in the NFL next year. I mean, they're changing their identity, and they know that with Jaden and Jalen in that division, they got to dominate the front defensive line.
Look, if that defense can hold teams to like 17 points per game and keep them in games, maybe they're way better than expected. I just don't see it. I don't see a fading Russell Wilson leading that team to 8, 9, or 10 wins.
I think they're going to be competitive. I think they'll be around there.
Probably. I think you're right. I think they'll be competitive. I don't see them winning 10 games. I mean, I can see them winning 6 or 7, but I don't see them competing for the division just based on the quarterback play. And eventually, you might see Jackson Dart because they drafted him the first round. And if Russell Wilson's struggling, and then, you know,
I think you're going to see Jackson
you
might Dart. See,
season goes sideways, why wouldn't you, like, see what the rookie has.
If they start the first couple months, you know, 2-6 or 3-5, they might say, all right, let's throw in the rookie.
I agree with that.
And see what he's got. But I think they'll be better, no doubt.
800-636-1067. Are you impressed by what the Cowboys did? Trading for George Pickens to pair him with C.D. Lamb.
Seems like they got him for nothing.
That the Cowboys might be creeping up in the division. Or are you more worried about the Giants, who are going to have this imposing defense with Abdul Carter joining the likes of Kayvon Thibodeau and Burns and all their additions defensively with Russell Wilson at quarterback? Are the cellar dwellers catching up in the division to the Commanders and Eagles? 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on the Junkies.